reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is found in the book of 2 Samuel. It's on page 332 in your pew Bibles. And we read 2 Samuel 7, beginning at verse 1. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. And I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house, and your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, page 1217 in your pew Bibles, and we read Romans 16, beginning at verse 25. "Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke. It's on page 1094. And we read Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angels said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "But how will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your Old Testament reading, a prophecy concerning the Christ and whose house he would, in essence, come from. That being the house of David. And God says to him, through the prophet Nathan, "And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." This is our text. I don't know how many of you were watching the Super Bowl last year, but early in the third quarter, when the Patriots went down 25 points, that's four scores. No team in history had ever come back in a Super Bowl from that distance. I was ready to turn the TV off. After all, the game was over. And if you were sitting next to me at that moment in time and said to me, "You know, the Patriots are absolutely, positively going to win," I would have said, "You're nuts." They won. Guess I'm not a prophet. Or 5 years ago, if you came to me and said, "You know who the next president of the United States is going to be?" And I said, "No, do you?" And he says, "Yeah, absolutely, Donald Trump." I would have said, "You're crazy." Guess I'm not a prophet. But what if someone 900 years before the event came to you and said, "I know whose family the Savior of the world is going to come from"? You know, I can't predict from the third quarter of a football game. I can't predict 5 years out who might be president. 900 plus years. And this prediction comes true. I'm not sure, because we are so familiar with the prophecies of Scripture, especially at this time of year, we often kind of rehearse through them. How amazing it is that who Jesus was, where he was born, and countless other aspects of his ministry and his work were predicted hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before. Is there any other religion you know of in the world that has that, if you will, predictive aspect to it? The answer is none. It's not only that he'd be born out of the house of David, and that from that house a throne would be established forever. Years ago, God had come to a man by the name of Abraham, who had no land, who wasn't a king, wasn't even a nation, just a herder of sheep. And he said to him, "One day through your line, I will make a great nation. And all nations on the earth will bless themselves through you." That was some 1900 years before Christ was born. And we can go back even farther to the Garden of Eden itself. After death had entered the world. And you know something, that death is still a big problem. Nobody's found an answer for it. Just this last year, in fact, the medical and scientific community has sort of come to a conclusion that the range of human existence, how many years you can live, is pretty much topped off. No matter how much medicine advances, we can't push things much beyond about 100 years. That's the limit. And yet God comes to Adam and Eve after they'd fallen into sin. After Satan himself had rebelled against God and led them into temptation. And God, if you will, predicted a victory. That some seed from that woman would one day arise who would crush the head of Satan, destroying his power. How many thousands of years was that before the Christ was born? And there's many other prophecies concerning him. Even, if you will, the manner of his death. Although at the time the Christ came, I'm not sure the people of Israel fully understand those particular prophecies found in Isaiah about the suffering servant who was wounded for our transgressions and with whose stripes we are healed. All kinds of different prophecies, all different eras of history. Even prophecies concerning where he should be born, in Bethlehem. Prophecies that the people of his time were well aware of. We know that this people, Israel, was anxiously waiting for a Messiah at the time of his coming. Even wise men from somewhere out east recognized that the time had come for him to be born. And they traveled to Israel, to Jerusalem, and ultimately to Bethlehem. Guided, in that case, by a star, but also by the prophecies of long ago. We can't predict the next president, the next winner of the Super Bowl. But yet in Scripture, all those prophecies spread out over thousands of years, literally, spoken by different prophets of God, they all come true in one person at one point in time, in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's just not, if you will, our opinion or our idea. This evening, throughout the face of this planet, not by all people, granted, but in essentially every tribe, every place, every nation, there will be people gathering together to join us in worshiping this one man as God, as the Savior who was to come. And acknowledging that while all the world may not recognize it, he is truly the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and our Savior. When you consider all that was prophesied and how it is all fulfilled in that one man, both God and man, our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you ever doubt that when God speaks a word to you of promise or of hope, that somehow he might fail to keep that word? When he tells us that he has put our sins away, that we are forgiven, that as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sins from us. You can believe and trust that those words are true. When he tells us that in our Lord Jesus Christ, that death has been conquered, and that all who trust in him will have eternal life, you can trust him. Because his words never fail. And when God says, don't worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Everybody else chases after these things. But you, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things shall be yours as well. You can trust and believe that God's word is true. Whether it's spoken thousands of years or hundreds of years before they reach their fulfillment, God's word never fails. May God grant that each and every day of our lives we take careful note of those gifts and those promises that God makes to us in His holy word. At the moment in time we might be living, we may not see how God is going to carry out His good and gracious and loving will for us. The world certainly has all kinds of twists and turns that we can't predict. But God knows. And His word is sure. And when He makes a promise to us, when He guarantees something to us in the blood of His only Son, you can be sure that those words are true and faithful, and in the end shall come to pass. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.